Zog der Elge Mishnah weiter, mit sech des Ahalis, Perik Tess Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Kala metaltalin, mevien es etumah, metaltalin are movable objects. And let's say this movable object is an oil. One part of it is over a mace, the other part of it is over kalim. So kala metaltalin, mevien es etumah, the movable object becomes an oil, and the tumah spreads underneath it. Ke'ove hamardeya. Even if this particular movable object is only as thick, ka'avi means thick, of means thick, ka'avi like the thickness of hamardeya. Remember we had the word mardeya earlier? For sure, in Masechtas Kelim. Mardeya is like this stick that's used to prod the ox to keep it going in the right direction. It's not a thick stick. It's a stick that has a circumference. The circumference means if you measure a circle all the way around of a tefach. Hold it. You mean to say if I take this stick and I'm going to take a tape measure and bring the tape measure all the way around the stick, it's only going to measure up to a tefach? Right. Would you tell me that if the distance around something is 3 tefachim, then you know that the diameter, that means from one side to the other side of the circle, is a tefach. If I walk around a lake, and it's a perfectly round lake, and it's a 3-mile walk around the lake till I get back to the same part that I was, were I to swim straight across the lake, that would be a 1-mile swim. So if the circumference of this mardeya is a tefach, that means the thickness is a third of a tefach. I don't understand. Time in and time out again, you told me that the minimum shear of an oil is a tefach by a tefach. Now you only have basically a roof that's a third of a tefach. So how can you tell me that a round object will spread tumah even if it's only ka'ove hamardeya, like the thickness of this pole that's used to prod the ox, to keep the ox going in the right direction? The thickness from side to side is only a third of a tefach. And the answer is, as far as we understand it now, says the Bat Tanura, Seir de Rabbanan. My concern is people will confuse the circumference, which means the around and around, with the diameter, which means right through. If I told you, you know how big that lake is? It's mamish 3 miles. I mean 3 miles around and around. Somebody else says, no, it's a mile. That means a mile straight across. But it'll confuse the two. Is the lake a mile or 3 miles? Some people will say 3, some people will say 1. So here's what I'm concerned with. Technically speaking, Midaraisa, the tumah would not be spread if one part of this mardeya was over a mace and the other was over a keli. You don't have the width of a tefach. The width is only a third of a tefach. If I go to a rav and I say, oi, my mardeya, part of it was over a mace, the other part was over a keli. Is the keli tumah? Let's say the Rav looks at the Mardeya, he says, the roof, technically, the diameter, is only a third of a tefach. He says, no. So what's going to happen is people will get mixed up. They're going to say, even if it's a tefach, it's not a problem. They're not going to chop that it's a tefach around and around. But it's only a third of a tefach in the diameter from one side to the other. That's why the Rav said it's good. Memele Chazal made a gzeira. They said, even if it's just a tefach around and around, I want in the mindset of people, they should understand if there's a tefach involved over here, you have to be concerned for tum. Rabbi Tarfin disagreed, and not Stam disagreed. Omar Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin said, "Akapach es bini, I shall literally cut off my children." It's a kind of a shvua. Shezu halacha mikupachas. This is a cut off halacha, meaning to say it's a mistake. Rabbi Tarfin insisted, an oil will not spread tumah if you don't have a width of a tefach. It's a very strong kind of a lashon. But the Tosfos Yom Tov over here explains, he says it b'shem Rashi. Rabbi Tarfin was so frightened when in his mind, Torah is being forgotten, that it brought out a tremendous amount of tzar in him. And that's why he said this lashon. He says, the whole thing is a mistake. You know why you're saying this? That even if this pole is only a third of a tefach diameter, that it's metama sheshama hashemeya. The shaila was asked in the base of Medrash. What's the din? Somebody came running in and said, "Ay, my mardeya was over a mess and over a person." And the Rav Paskin tame v'ta, and that person who heard it made a mistake. He didn't chap what happened, because the story over there was as follows: Sheha'ikar oiver. Ikar means a farmer. The farmer was walking v'hamardeya al kisefoy, and this mardeya, this pole for the oxen, was on his shoulder. V'hel sidayecher al kever. And he's walking, and one side of this mardeya became an oil that was over a grave. So the shaila was whether the farmer is tummy or not. And the mismedrish, they paskin, he's tummy. The timu, but the reason they were metame him, was mishum kelim hamahilim alames. The farmer physically was touching a keli, that being this mardeya, that was the actual oil over a mace. In other words, we started the Mishnah where no one is touching the oil, but the Mardeya is one side over the mace and the other side over a keli or a person. So you want to know that keli or person becomes Tameh through Tumas oil. The Tumas should come up from the mace, run along underneath the roof of the oil, and come down on the keli or the person. That's not what happened in this Shaila. Here the farmer actually had the Mardeya on his shoulder. He was touching it. Now, everyone is masking that if you touch a keli that's over a mace, even if the keli is less than a tefach, you become tame. The one who overheard the shaila, I don't know. He was listening with a half a ear. He came out and said, "You know what? I just heard of the Beis Medrash." The farmer asked the shaila that his mardeya was one side over the mace and the other side over him, and even though it's less than the width of a tefach, the Rav said he's tame. That's not what happened. Now, Lamaisa, they told this farmer that he's tummy for 7 days. If you're telling me that the reason he's tummy is because the mardeya was over a mace, it became tummy. And he touches the mardeya, he should just be a rishon l'tumah. A rishon l'tumah is only tummy for the day. So why were they metame the farmer for 7 days? So the Bat Tanura explains, perhaps you remember we discussed in the earlier Mishnah, the halacha of tumah b'chiburim. If someone touches one or a keli that is tame mace while that person or that keli is still in contact with the mace, it is considered as if he touches the mace himself. Some say the reason he would be tame for 7 days is because of the din of cherev harei kecholo. That means that the sword itself is also in a via vice atoma. But there's a machloikis. If that din of cherev harei kecholo is only when the sword is touching the mace, even when it's an oil over the mace. Either way, says Rabbi Tarfon, the whole thing is a mistake. For whatever the reason, they said this farmer is tameh, it's not because he was under the same oil and the oil was less than a tefach. There's no such a thing. If the oil is less than a tefach, it doesn't spread him. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Kumt Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Ani esakein. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to explain to you what happened in such a way, shidivri chacham kayamin. I want to tell you Rabbi Tarfon is right, and the original impression of what the halacha is also correct. You just have to know what, where, and when. Generally, Rabbi Akiva says Rabbi Tarfon is right. People are not going to mix up a circumference and a diameter. There's no reason to say just because the round and around is a tefach, therefore I should consider it an oil, even though the diameter from side to side is less than a tefach. Except in this particular case, where the person is carrying the movable object, that's the oil, over the mace. And he's carrying it over his shoulder. That means, L'chayu doesn't have a bare shoulder, right? He's wearing a shirt, a jacket. So his beged is mafsik. It's in between his shoulder and this movable object. That's when we say the farmer will become tummy. Really? He should only be tummy for the day, not for 7 days. Why? Let's make the cheshbon over here. His skin, his shoulder, is touching the shirt. And the shirt is an avatama. Why is the shirt an avatama? Because the shirt is touching the movable object that is over the mace. Why is the shirt an avatama? Again, either we have the din of tumba b'chiburim, which means that as the mardeya is directly over the mace, something that touches the Mardeya stays on the same level. So if the shirt is an avatama, and his skin is touching the shirt, he becomes a rishon l'tuma. Or you have the din of cherev erekechol, like we explained. If we go that way, the mardeya, which is directly over the mace, is an aviyah vaysa tuma. The shirt that touches the mardeya goes down to avatama, because even though cherev erekechol, even though the sword is an aviyah vaysa tuma, but the keli or person that touches the cholol goes down to avatama. And again, his skin is a rishon l'tuma. So either way, there are different ways to go here. But you could explain why he becomes a rishon l'tuma. So really, a rishon l'tuma is only tummy for the day. But here Chazal did have a concern. Someone sees, hey, the next day he's eating kachim, or the next day he's touching truma. They say, what's with you? You're tummy. What are you talking about? It was only tummy for the day. And here, people are not going to chap. Reasoning was only tummy from the day is that because his tummy came because his skin touched the baguette. They're going to think, oh, if you're underneath a movable object that's an oil over the mace and you, you're only tummy for the day. And this news is going to spread. Someone's going to come along. He's going to have a round pole that is wide at Tefach. He's going to say, what's the problem? You realize it just happened? You were underneath that pole, and that pole was over a mace? Nah, in such a case, you only tell me for a day. I know Beferish, I'm telling you, I once saw such a story. He's not going to know that in the other case, the pole was not wide at Tefach. The only reason he became tummy is not because of oil. It was because he was touching it. And he wasn't mamish touching it. It was his beged that was touching the mardeya. So people will get terribly confused. Therefore, Chazal said, you know what? Even something that just has a circumference of a tefach, around and around is a tefach, even though from side to side the diameter is not a tefach, if this person is actually touching it as he goes over the mace, it's on his shoulder, even though technically from the pole to his shirt, to his shoulder, should leave him just a rishon l'tuma, let's say he's tummy for 7 days. That's what happened over here. Let's see the words of Rabbi Akiva inside again. Amar Rabbi Akiva ani asakin. I'm going to explain this. Shu divrei chacham kayam, and Rabbi Tarfon is right, and the chacham are right. Listen to what happened. Chazal made a gzera. Not in all cases. Stam is if you're under a pole that's less than a tefach wide, that's over a mace, and you're underneath it, you will not become tamei. But kala metalt l'mevina satuma al odam hanoisan ba'avi amideya. But if you're holding the pole on your shoulder, and the other side is over a mace, even though this pole is not wide a tefach, it's only a tefach if you go round and around. So again, mevi'in is a tuma, it'll still bring the tuma. Al-adam ha'nois on the person who's carrying it, ba'avi ha'mardeya. Although there's just the thickness of a mardeya, which means it's really less than a tefach. But we're going to say, instead of him just being tummy for the day, he's tummy for 7 days. Somebody will come running and saying, why is he tummy? It's less than a tefach. He's touching it? He's not touching it. His shirt is touching it. It's on his shirt. He's tummy because his skin is touching the shirt that's touching the pole that's over a mace? But then he should only be a rishon l'tuma. That's only tummy for the day. You're right. He should really only be tummy for the day. But in order to avoid confusion over here, people won't chap exactly what happened. We're going to say he's tummy for 7 days. So Reb Tarfon is right. Stamazai with tumas oil, just because something is over the mace and over him, he will not become tame if it's less than a tefach wide. If it's on his shoulder and he's touching it as he's over the mace, he will become tame. Where there's a gzeira, the Rabbanon, and that's what the Tanakhama meant over here, that there's a special gzeira to make him tame for 7 days, and really he should only be tame for the day. So now the Mishnah goes on to something else, more or less something else. The Mishnah is saying that, by the way, v'al atzman b'kol shehen. Let me just tell you, this whole din, that an oil has to be a tefach by a tefach, that's only for the tumah to rise up to the oil and spread to something else. But for that keli itself, when it's over a mace to become tameh, b'kol shehen, a keli that's over a mace will become tameh, even if it's as thin as can be. It's just a Valshar, Adam Vekalin. On other Adam Vekalin that are underneath this metaltlum that's over a maze, for that, it's only Bepesech Tefach if the oil and tap is at least a Tefach by a Tefach. So, to wrap it up, according to the first Shita, even if there's no Tum at all, because it's less than a Tefach, as our Geyser Tum. Reb Tarfin says there's no such a thing as Tum soil spreading. It was not wide a Tefach. Reb Akiva says, I agree with you. There's no such a thing as Tum spreading if it's not wide a Tefach. There is, however, a Gzeira here. The Gzeira is, if the person's holding a Keli, which is narrower than a Tefach over his shoulder, and that Keli is mamish over the maze, so technically this person should become Tame for the day, because his skin touches the Keli that's over the maze. But here, Chazal were Geizer a Tuma, people will get mixed up. He's Tame for 7 days. The Mishnah concluded by saying that the Keli itself, as thin as it is, if it's over the maze, will become Tame. This whole shayla of it having to be a Tefach by a Tefach, should we be Geizer, should we not be Geizer, is only Benageya being Matama, another person, or a Keli that's underneath this pole that's over the maze. The Rambam paskins like Rebbe Akiva. So, lahalacha, if somebody came into the Beis Medrash and asked, I carried a Keli. One side was over the Tumah. What should I do? The Rav will say, if you measure the circumference around and around, is it a Tefach? Yeah, round and around, but it doesn't have the width of a Tefach. Ah, I'm sorry, but does it go a Tefach around and around? Yes. Then I'm afraid you're Tumah midrabanan. Because Chazal were Geizer on anything that's round the Tefach, because we're scared you're going to confuse it with something that's wide a Tefach. And how long am I Tumah for? I'm afraid you're Tumah for 7 days. But there was some other Kalim underneath it on the other side. Those are not Tumah. There's another person that was underneath it. He's not Tumah. Unless there's a width of a Tefach, anyone that's under the pole would not be Tumah. The person carrying the pole will be Tumah. That is according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva.